Good morning, Aggieland. Happy Wednesday. When people say they listen to this program, after thanking them profusely, I will remind them that I take requests. Today's topic comes to you by request from a future marine biologist. Thursday, June 8th is World Ocean Day, and we have a problem with plastic pollution in our oceans. World Ocean Day is an annual global celebration to raise awareness about protecting our shared oceans. Remember, 70% of the Earth is covered by water, and most of that is ocean. Organizing around World Ocean Day began in the early 2000s, and by 2008, the UN General Assembly recognized June 8th as World Ocean Day. In 2020, a new conservation action focus was launched to protect 30% of our lands and ocean by 2030. 30 by 30. Reducing plastic pollution benefits the global as well as local environment because plastic pollution in our lakes and rivers flows into our oceans. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration estimated that in 2010 alone, about 8 million metric tons of plastic pollution, the equivalent of 90 aircraft carriers, entered the ocean. Rotating ocean currents, known as gyres, pull plastic trash into large patches. Garbage patches of varying size are in the Atlantic, Indian, and Pacific Ocean, which is home to the Great Pacific Garbage Patch between Hawaii and California. Commonly found plastics include cigarette butts, single-use plastic bags, straws, bottle caps, plates and cups, and food wrappers. Aquatic life can get caught up in these patches, and sadly, some animals starve because their stomachs are full of plastic waste instead of food. Fishing nets and fishing line are another source of pollution. I've seen some fishing line collection containers in my regular visits to Galveston, and that's a great idea. Tune in next week for more ways to level up and be a water geek. If you like this episode, look for the recording on the KAMU website and share it with a friend.